to a very special Halloween episode of Shoddy Radio. This episode is not for the faint of heart. So all you children out there, it's about time to turn off the podcast and go to bed. But if you do choose to keep listening, I can't be held responsible for the results. I hope you like gay jokes.
So I did your joke the other night.
Wait, my joke?
I don't know when you did it, but we were at a haunted house, me and this girl I was dating.
Uh-huh.
And it was at a fairgrounds. You know, where they like...
Was it a real haunted house? Did it just... Like, the house was at a fairground?
No, it was... I thought it was going to be real, but I'll get into that later. Okay. But we were walking up to it, and you know how, like, around Halloween time when they have those haunted houses, make it seem real spooky and scary and stuff? And so, as we're walking up to it, I started laughing because I knew I was going to do the joke, and I said really loud to Amy, but out loud, I was like, "So my uncle says I can have this house. All we have to do is stay until 6 in the morning."
I can't imagine anything could go wrong. It's the easiest money I've ever inherited. Yeah, I did that at Disneyland with Ben at the haunted house. We were in line, and the joke was to Ben, but it was more so everyone could hear it and hear how funny I was. Like, my uncle says I inherit all his money, but we just have to stay in this house one night. Seems easy enough.
Yeah, well, actually, I did think it was going to be a real haunted house, like not like I really thought it'd be haunted, but...
Where did you hear about this?
Well, we saw this website about it, and they totally ripped us off, because on the website, they made it seem like it was going to be a real place, like, and it wasn't going to be just like a real tour of a place, of this old sanitarium, and they had like this story, this backstory on the website, like, in 1923, they closed down the sanitarium, because there was inmate torture, and all these people were murdered, and they had all these different stories, and there's a morgue in the basement, and we're going to take, and we found this. We just recently uncovered this secret underground tunnel into the sanitarium, and there was all these different stories mixed into one. I thought, oh wow, this is crazy. This is going to be an actual tour of a spooky place. You know,
right.
This will be fun for Halloween. But it turns out it was just like a bunch of high school kids dressed up like axe murderers, and you'd walk through this cardboard build like a construction to look like.
Did you say it took place at the fairgrounds, dude?
Yeah.
Shouldn't that have been a tip to you when you showed up there? Like, hey, they built a sanitarium on the fairgrounds?
I know. Bizarre. I thought, like, thinking about it now, it does seem stupid. But I thought, like, okay. Well, at first I thought, like, whoa, that's kind of weird. Yeah, they built a sanitarium here, and then, like, they didn't do anything with it after the Fairplex opened up. They just decided that it would be a good idea for to do haunted tours through there. That seems like they should have thought of that years ago.
Right.
But I thought maybe legal issues or something. I thought maybe that we'd get on a bus and it was very near the
Fairplex. So the fairground was just where they had everyone meet.
Yeah, because... I thought maybe that. I was just trying to fool myself.
Okay.
But it was a ripoff. And it really was just like a regular haunted house, which is okay because I like those too. But I thought...
It just sucks because you had already in
I
your
was
head...
psyched up on a real supernatural tour.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because if you ever go on those haunted house things, like, you just walk around through this maze... That looks like it's a real house. And then every once in a while, some high school kid in a ski mask will jump out at you. And then he'll scare you and you'll get all startled. And then all of a sudden, like, you just all of you are just standing there looking at each other for a while. And then eventually he just walks away slowly.
That's a walk of shame at the end.
He looks like, I was going to kill you.
But
I just lost
over.
My motivation.
And then we have to walk. For a while.
Well,
so was this indoors or outdoors?
It was indoors, and they had, like, this fake guard tower, like, all set up.
Like, where the guards would
shoot. Barbed wire, yeah.
Okay.
But it was only, like, 6 feet high.
You could high jump your way out.
And they had one, I assume it was one of the original guards. It was this, like, 19-year-old girl. It was a super fat girl, and she was in a police officer's uniform, like a slutty police officer uniform.
Right.
They dressed them a lot sluttier. It was like in the NBA, how they used to wear short shorts.
Right.
Well, prison guards used to dress the same way,
apparently. They used to be way sluttier back then. Was she an actual security guard there, or what was she?
She just had a badge that said police.
So that was her outfit for the to scare you with. I don't get it.
No.
Did she
was
there?
An usher. I didn't miss it.
Okay.
She was just ushering us through the
line. Were there other security guards there?
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, it was a scam from the minute. It was a scam the whole way through. Like, we bought VIP passes because there were no general admission left. Uh-huh. And then we get there, there's two lines. One for general admission, which had like three people in line, and the VIP line that had like 50 people in line.
You couldn't get in the general admission even if you had a VIP pass?
No, they were, those three people had to wait till we all went in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sucks. Well, so, I mean, I think it is a scam. I think you probably should have realized that from the start. You kind of tricked yourself. It's a haunted house, Chris. I mean, did you... You really thought it was going to be an actual haunted house?
They had legitimate pictures of a building that said sanitarium on it. It looked like a real building. It probably was a real building somewhere.
Right.
So I think that there might be a lawsuit.
It took place in a gymnasium, or what was it at?
Yeah, it was like an all-purpose auditorium, I think, because you're walking through it unguided, you know?
Right.
And every once in a while, there's like door passageways that looks like just the same passageways that you would ordinarily go to, but they're actually meant for the haunted, you know, fake ghosts to go through.
Right.
So every once in a while I'd go through one of those by mistake, and then I'd see, like, there's nothing in here but a basketball hoop on the side of the wall, so I realized I was in the wrong place.
Maybe it was a haunted basketball hoop.
I was in the gymnasium of the sanitarium where right. The crazies would shoot hoops every once in a while.
I was actually thinking of being a basketball player last year for Halloween, like one of those.
I thought you were going to be Raggedy Andy last year.
Wait, did I say I was going to be Raggedy Andy?
Weren't you? Aren't you every year, you and your girlfriend are like Raggedy Andy?
No, what are you talking, are you being serious?
I'm pretty sure I'm looking at a fucking picture right now in the studio, that's not Raggedy Andy.
I was Huckleberry Finn.
You did that one year.
I was Huckleberry Finn. And she was a strawberry shortcake or something like that?
Well, it just still looks kind of gay.
Then I was there with my girlfriend to look gay. Well, anyway, if you want to talk about gay, I mean, I was a girl for the past, like, 4 years before that. So I would always put off buying my costume until the last minute. And then I'd be like, oh, I'll just dress up in my sister's clothes.
Do you dress up for Halloween on a work day? Are you allowed to do that?
Not to work.
That's too bad, because it would be a lot more... plausible for you to be dressed like a girl on your way to work when you're weeping over your last night's diary entry.
I don't know what happened to Halloween. When I was a kid, I loved Halloween. Wasn't it like the greatest?
Yeah, second favorite holiday.
I think it may have been my favorite. I think you get more on Christmas, but Christmas was a boring day. You know, you kind of had to go to church and hang out with your family. Even though you got your presents, you didn't get to hang out with your friends. Halloween, when you were like 10, 11, when your parents finally let you start going out with your friends to go trick-or-treating, that was the greatest thing ever. You thought, oh man, I am going to get so much candy. And now it's just an excuse to be slutty if you're a girl and try to look at slutty girls if you're a guy. That's all it is.
What, as adults, you mean?
Yeah, that's what Halloween is.
Because I think kids probably are still like getting candy.
No, I know. I don't mean that kids are out nowadays. Nowadays, kids are just trying to be slutty.
Okay. No, not only the candy, but it was just the fact that you got to be an adult kind of for that
night.
Yeah,
you were out.
Even though adults don't
go
around knocking on doors and begging for candy. Like, you got to just, you owned the streets. Like, you would see other kids from the neighborhood out, and you'd just be walking around, you'd act like it was normal, you know? Like,
right.
Yeah, I'm just out. Oh, we're trick-or-treating tonight. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, but it would just seem like,
I got
wow,
my pillowcase.
You kids are just, you know.
Did you have what did you trick-or-treat with? Did you take a pillowcase, or did you have, like, a special bag for it? Or
I wasn't poor. My mom had bought a little plastic jack-o'-lantern fake thing that I put candy in. But I understand that you had a pillowcase. That's cool.
No, the reason I had a pillowcase was a jack-o'-lantern. Are you kidding? You know how limited you are with a jack-o'-lantern? You
but
can't
a jack-o'-lantern,
get that much
candy. You can beat older kids who try to rob you with it.
You can beat kids with a pillowcase even better. Do you ever hear about movies where people fill up a jack-o'-lantern with batteries and beat somebody? No, a pillowcase.
Well, yes, I had the jack-o'-lantern in one hand. I didn't say I didn't have a pillowcase with me. I just didn't put candy in it. I put, like you say, batteries and pool balls. Do you remember how old you were when you stopped trick-or-treating?
I don't remember. I think I was a little too old, but I remember getting weird looks, but I don't remember how old I was. I can't remember, like, what year it was or anything like that.
You're lying. You just don't want to say what year it was.
1997.
How old were you then?
17.
22. I stopped in, like, I think it was, like, 6th grade or maybe even 7th. But my problem was, seriously, I was always tall for my age. Like, all the other kids caught up to me, but I was tall from a young age. And it sucked for me because I feel like I kind of got cheated out of a couple extra trick-or-treating years.
Well, like, you, because people were giving you dirty looks, like you were too old to be doing it?
I felt like that. I don't know if they really were or not. I just felt like I got a little bit of strange looks, like, a little too old, you know, kind of looks.
No. It wasn't. That's not the reason they were giving you those looks. Your costume was always, like, it consisted of, like, I don't know, you would combine these weird elements. You basically were an Adam Sandler skit. You, one year you were newspaper face man, another year you were I don't know, crazy orange hat face.
Keep going.
Hi.
This year you're going as a radio guy who never runs out of ideas.
No, you. The reason you got the looks was, first, there were two reasons, to be honest. Reason number one was that you just looked kind of weird. I mean, to be honest, that sounds mean, but you were a weird-looking kid. You grew fast, but you were gangly. You were just kind
of... All right, that's sort of fair. I was weird-looking because I was so tall, but so young. And it was awesome on the basketball court. And I was just awesome as an athlete all around, but it sucked because I couldn't trick or treat for those last 2 years that most of the kids got to trick or treat.
Would you trade all your glory and fame on the court for those 2 years of trick or treating, though?
It's tough to say.
Because I feel like a lot of those kids, a lot of us kids out there that weren't as tall and as athletically gifted as you were, because you were. I mean, your athletic prowess was just it was legendary in our town.
Eric Clements.
No, but like you complaining about this actually makes me a little bit mad because I would have given up 5 years of trick or treating just to be as good at basketball as you were.
Probably all the candy stunted your growth.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think
that's and it probably why? Hurt you on the court too.
That's why my crossover was so weak because I ate too many milk duds.
It didn't help.
Slow me down.
Yeah.
What was your favorite candy to get?
I just loved any candy bar that would be given out. If they just give you just a whole candy bar or something, that was the best.
But we were from a poor town, so a whole candy bar was super, super rare. I mean, if I was happy...
You think that's what it was? You think people just didn't care?
No, I think it's partly the poorness. Because if you are around here in LA hearing stories, that people give out, like... If you go to the right neighborhoods, people will give you, like... full king-sized Reese's. Can you imagine how... Seriously, can you imagine how happy you would be if you got a king-sized Reese's?
I'd be happy now. Let's go trick-or-treating. I remember there was two houses that I hated to go to, and these people were like bipolar opposites of each other. One of them was the health nut crowd that wouldn't give you candy at all. They'd just give you like a bag of pistachios or something.
Or a walnut in the shell. They'd give you an actual... And I didn't... Yeah, as a kid, you didn't have any way to get the walnut out of the shell. I'd throw that through a window.
I'd throw it out. Or actually, there's three. The other was the old lady who didn't take the time to bake caramel apples. Like the nice old lady. She'd just give you like the orange peanut. Like that, like Seinfeld makes fun of. That's right. That's true. The orange peanut gets given out. I hope that we're in a more enlightened age now, but at least when we were going, there were orange peanuts going around. And then there's the religious crowd that would give you like a pamphlet about Jesus.
Yeah, I think
a kid's gonna read that.
I think it's pamphlet. It's not a pamphlet. I don't know what a pamphlet is.
Pamphlet?
Yeah, pamphlet.
It's a pamphlet.
Yeah, it is. A pamphlet. It's not a pamphlet.
Pamphlet.
It's the F. It's not. There's no F in it. It's pamphlet. Pamphlet. It's not pamphlet.
A pamphlet.
No, it's pamphlet.
Pamphlet. This sounds ridiculous. Like a joke.
No, pamphlet sounds ridiculous. No.
Pamphlet?
You sound like an asshole walking around saying pamphlet.
Well, I don't want your pamphlet anyway.
It's not a pamphlet, so you can't have one. It's a pamphlet.
Whatever.
I'm serious. I'm not making a joke. It's pamphlet.
Yeah, either way, I don't want one.
Well, but I remember those people. They would try to give you a religious pamphlet to convert you, but they're going after the wrong crowd. They should go after sad, like, 35-year-old guys who don't have anything going in their life. So, you know, they shouldn't go after kids. Kids aren't going to convert away from candy to...
Candy is the kids' religion. Oh, if they want to win kids for Jesus, they got to give them extra candy and say, this is what Jesus wants.
Yeah. Oh, our church is all about candy. Yes. The church.
That's the way the Lord would want it. And they would pass an offering plate, but instead it would be full of candy, and they'd be giving it to you.
You would take candy. Yes. Actually, we should incorporate that into our religion.
We should.
Our religion.
Except I don't want a bunch of kids running around.
I'm not so against it. I mean, think about
it. You're
not? No, because when they get older, they'll be, like, girls. Whatever the most popular girl candy is, we want to get these kids young. We're not, look, I'm not, I don't want the, you know, a lot of calls coming in or people worried that we're having sex with children, because we're not yet. We haven't even started that religion. But even when we do, we're not going to have sex with children. But if we get these girls at a young age, when they turn 18, we've hooked them with candy. They're just going to hang around till they turn 18. That's when the sex starts.
I think we should give out pamphlets about our religion.
Listen,
along with extra candy.
We're going to have to look up pamphlet or pamphlet.
I don't care what it's spelled like. I know how people say things. I hear people when they're saying words. And you're dead wrong with pamphlet. Would you like my pamphlet?
You don't say Pam and then flit. You say pamphlet.
You're just saying it quickly. It doesn't make it any more right.
Well, you're just saying pamphlet, which is not right at all.
Well, that is actually right entirely.
Let's look this up. I'm serious. We have to take a little quick break and look this up. Pamphlet. Now, in the little parentheses, they spell it out. P-A-M. F like Frank, L-I-T. How do you explain that?
That's Latin.
No, that's how they pronounce it. And then in another time, they say pamphlet, P-A-M-F-L-E-T.
Yeah, this is how uneducated people spell.
No, they're giving you the pronunciation. That's how you pronounce it, with an F. They're showing. They wouldn't put an F in there if they didn't want you to say it. Anyway, so I clearly am right about that.
Well, I know how people talk, and they don't say pamphlet.
Okay, now I've completely lost our train of thought. What were we talking about? You as a basketball player?
I don't know. You were telling some bullshit long story that nobody wanted to hear, I think.
I think it was about... I want to get back to you playing basketball in junior high, because how tall were you?
I was about 6'1 in 8th grade.
Yeah, and you were dunking in 8th grade, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
like, you know that move where you dunk under your leg?
Yeah. Didn't you invent that move? That?
Well, in junior high, I did. And you know that move where you do it like you jump up backwards and like, you know, dunk the ball from behind your head? What's that called? Is there a word for that?
It's a reverse.
A reverse. Yeah. And I was also doing 360s.
I think you were only doing 360s, because I heard you were doing more than 360s. You were doing like 820s and 940s and shit.
Oh, I'm not a big math guy, but pretty much.
I didn't. We went to different junior highs, and I remember there was like we didn't want to play because I went to Central, and you went to where did you go? What was your junior high? Nelson, and there was a lot of talk about you don't want to play Eric Clements.
Well, that's because also a lot of schools didn't want me to play because they didn't want to have to insure me, because I would always break the boards. And my school had to take out this special, like, really exhaustive insurance policy on me.
Because every game you were shattering. Yeah.
Well, but it was worth it, because we'd always sell out. They raised the ticket prices several times.
I remember they actually had to build a warehouse outside the gym where they just stored backboards, like glass backboards, because they would have to bring like 4 or 5 in each game.
Right, and they'd have to... they'd have to print more tickets constantly.
Who was buying these tickets? Was it just the parents or other
just
kids?
Fans and admirers. Scouts. There's a scouting section.
An entire section just for the scouts.
Yeah. They were all looking at me, though.
Wow.
And then there was, like, a lot of younger kids that would show up, and I just pretty much tell them that they should stay in school.
Would you sign things for them and, like, you know?
I made a rule where I'd sign one autograph per day.
Wait, per person or per day?
Per person, per day.
Okay, so you wouldn't do, like, more than one item.
Right, because a lot of the kids there were obviously just trying to sell my autograph on... Well, there was no internet back then, but they were trying to sell it.
Like, they would just go to their local sports dealerships, right, and their, you know, like your baseball card shop. And did you have a basketball card from?
No, dude. This is junior high. Come on, they don't do that in junior high.
Yeah, but I mean, some of them did that. Like when you took your picture, they would come with a. I remember in soccer when you could get like a. You got your pictures, and then you got like a little button, a pin that your. That had your picture on it that your parents could wear, and they would come with like a, it would say like all-star number, and then it would say your number, and it would show a picture of you on there.
Right.
It wasn't an official card. It wasn't produced by Fleer or something like that.
Well, yeah, I had one of those.
Did it have your stats?
Pretty much, yeah.
What kind of, like, how many points per game were you usually scoring? Points for, did you get it?
Oh, I was always breaking 100.
100 points a game?
Oh, yeah.
What about rebounds?
Oh, fucking hundreds, thousands.
Wait.
I didn't remember.
How could you have more rebounds than points? Would you miss on purpose just to pad your rebound stats?
Yeah, exactly.
Because no one else
could. There
was
a scandal, in fact.
Really?
But we're getting off topic, though. You know this stuff embarrasses me.
Yeah, I know you're modest. What? Well, fine. Let's talk about...
This is Halloween show. This is what we're supposed to be talking about, Halloween.
Here's something that kind of bugs me about Halloween. When you were a kid, Halloween was so amazing, and now I guess that's everything about being a kid. It's lost. You can't find that feeling again. It's only about you. Like the closest thing to that feeling is just going out and looking at slutty girls, because like, that's what Halloween is for adults now. It's just what girl can dress the sluttiest and what guy can sort of look at the most sluts. I guess I don't know.
When I was a kid, I was looking at slutty girls too, like. That little witch, god damn.
See, that proves
she knows
that
what she's doing. That no, proved, I didn't really.
I was going to say, that proves that I get more candy than you, because I couldn't be distracted by girls in slutty outfits. I didn't care about that.
I wasn't really.
But now Halloween's just different. It's not...
It's not pure anymore. It's not about candy and scaring people.
Uh-uh.
It's just about dressing like a slut.
That's true, which is what I try to do every year.
Every year. It's funny, like, if you go to a party, like a Halloween party as an adult, at least in this age,
right?
You can't dress up like something scary.
No.
You have to, if you're a girl, you have to be, like, the nastiest, sluttiest thing ever. Like, whatever occupation, plus making it hella slutty.
Whatever occupation, minus 70% of the clothing that occupation would wear.
And if you're a guy, you have to be, like, you have to wear a t-shirt that says, free breast exams, or some stupid thing like that. Always the same. I love it's these guys. It's the same costume every year. That like is all prepackaged, but it's hilarious. This
I know.
Guy's
I...
the amateur gynecologist this year. I like how each year, like they come out with new costume ideas, but they're all kind of like the same thing, just a little step further. And it's getting really ridiculous. Like every possible thing is like slutty. Like girls have like. The slutty referee now. Have you seen that one?
My girlfriend this year is going to be a slutty Care Bear.
Are you serious?
She's not really going to be a slutty Care Bear. She's going to be Baby Tugs or Baby Hugs, one of the Care Bears. But I
bet there are going to be some
slutty
Care Bears.
I bet there's a slutty Baby Hugs costume somewhere.
Hey, it makes sense if it's stuff like the slutty nurse or even the slutty police officer.
Yeah, because those things exist.
Yeah, but if it gets to be like too specific, like... The slutty chick who works at the bowling alley. The slutty girl plumber. There really is a slutty female plumber. I was like, well, what's the point of that?
They just
have to be slutty and they're running out
of
things to be slutty.
And they want to be something that not everyone else is. That's something that's huge for girls. They don't want to be something that a ton of people are.
The slutty female copier technician. That one's for producer Brian.
And you know what's the worst part is that guys are almost have the same pressure to like dress almost slutty in a way now. You know what I mean? Not slutty, but like to show a lot of skin. Like it used to be that it was only girls, but well, I guess that's only in LA or at least at the gay parade thing, the big parade. But there are so many naked dudes on that thing.
I understand you go to the gay parade every year.
Well, first of all, it's not called a gay parade. It's just the Halloween parade.
Since you started going, it's been called that.
No, it's just a big parade, but I found out the hard way that it was a gay parade.
The hard way.
Well, that's been our Halloween talk, Chris. We're out of time. I'm sorry.
All right. Tune in next week for Thanksgiving show.